While not particularly fond of them myself, the Eastern Michigan University campus is going to be crawling with people who are this weekend. This is Lisa Berry, and I'm talking about the American Arachnological Society's national meeting that's taking place on the EMU campus this weekend. Co-hosted by Eastern professor Kara Shillington, who joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome.
Thank you.
And she's brought one of her students, Matt Angelisanto, who is going to be participating as well. Welcome, Matt.
Yep, great to be here.
So when we are talking about arachnids, what are we talking about?
So arachnids is a broad group of arthropods. So arthropods includes insects and things like crabs and shrimp. And so within this, we also have the arachnids. And so these are all of your spiders, daddy long legs, scorpions, ticks and mites, and then some smaller groups of animals that people are less familiar with. They're whip scorpions and chrysomidids and things along those lines. But a lot of scorpions and spiders, including the tarantulas, which is what most people are familiar with.
How many people are you expecting to attend this conference?
We have, I think, around about 110 people that are coming both across the nation. We also have people coming in from Brazil, and Taiwan is our furthest.
Will they be bringing samples with them?
No. Most of what we're here to talk about some of the research that people are doing. So this is a very research-focused meeting. However, you know, we do have an arachnid lab on campus where I do have lots of live animals, and also my colleague and co-host Anne Danielson-Francois at U of M Dearborn has an arachnid lab as well, and so has a bunch of spiders that she's working with there.
What are you working with on the Eastern Michigan University campus?
So I have a bunch of students actually working in my lab. So and Matt can talk a little bit about his work. And so at the moment, we've got some projects with tarantulas. We've actually been doing some studies on environmental complexity and how that actually may, or what we're finding may not, influence personality of spiders. I have some colleagues that have spent their entire sabbatical year here. They came from Mexico and have been doing some work actually with scorpions. So soon after they arrived here, we ended up with some scorpions that I have in the lab, gave birth to a bunch of little baby scorpions. And so we ended up with this beautiful sample size. And so he's been doing some work also looking at scorpion personality and how the mothers are actually can potentially influence personality. So there seems to be some sort of genetic link with personality.
As much as I personally, and many people listening, do not like insects, I find what you're talking about really fascinating. First of all, when people hear tarantula, are they safe? Are they okay to be around?
I'm biased, obviously, but tarantulas are absolutely marvelous. So one of the things, you know, a lot of animals, the bigger the animal is, sometimes the quieter and calmer it is, because usually when the animals are small, so some of the smaller spiders are sometimes the more aggressive spiders because everything is out to eat them, whereas when you have some of the larger spiders, a lot of them tend to be a lot more calmer. But there is, again, a range, but a lot of them are really pretty calm and very, very handleable, although they don't really like to be handled. They have very poor eyesight, so a lot of the hairs that you see on tarantulas are sensory hairs, and so very often if you're picking them up a lot or there's a lot of movement on those hairs, those are sensory hairs, and so it's like having somebody yelling loudly in your ear the whole time, so they don't really like to be handled a lot.
Now, Matt, you're a senior at Eastern Michigan University studying biology, hopefully going to med school, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
And you're doing some experiments with Professor Shillington?
So yeah, I'm working with orange baboon tarantulas, and these tarantulas, like Shillington said, are more aggressive. Yeah, they're really beautiful spiders, and basically what we're looking at is handedness in these spiders. And so similar to humans, a lot of other animals have shown that they actually have a preference for one side of the body over the other. And a previous study actually found that in another species of tarantula, they actually show a preference for one side over the other when adult males are coming into contact with females. So what we wanted to do was test another species and instead this time do juveniles, because when tarantulas, the males specifically, are adults, their main focus is to find a female to mate. That's one of the reasons why we think that there may be some specialization. So what we wanted to test in the juveniles, which the main importance in juveniles is to find prey, so we wanted to test that when there's two of the same prey on the left and the right, whether they would go to one side more than the other. And if they do, that shows that, or I guess it suggests that they may have handedness, like similar to what humans have.
What will you do with all this insect research, the findings?
So it kind of just gives us an idea of how tarantulas behave in their natural habitat, and it kind of provides us with information that specialization of one side of the body over the other has evolved much earlier than we initially thought.
Professor Shillington, you talked about studying spider personalities. How do you find out a spider's personality to begin with?
So first of all, we have to think specifically about what we mean by personality, especially in the animal world. And so in the world of animal behavior, we come up with a very specific definition of behavior. And what we're looking at are repeated behaviors and similar repeated behaviors in multiple different contexts. So for example, we tend to define this on a spectrum of shy to bold. So if you think about an animal, so in the context of coming in contact with prey, so a tarantula or spider that tended to be bold would be one that would rush out to grab that prey and immediately start handling and coming in contact with it. Whereas on the shy range, this would potentially be an animal that would stay close to its retreat and wait for the prey to get a lot closer before it ventured out. And so, you know, across the spectrum of a population, you might expect some to be bold and some to be shy. And in different environmental contexts, it might be better to be shy or bold. So if you live in an environment where there are lots of predators, if the spider is constantly rushing out to grab its prey, it might be easier for it to be picked up by other predators that eat spiders. And then you would see more shy individuals that would survive and be able to reproduce. So you'd end up with a population that had a lot more shy individuals.
And once again, we're talking about research on arachnids, spiders, and scorpions, and tarantulas that takes place on the Eastern Michigan University campus. One final question. I know you're looking into the relationship between mothers and offspring.
Right. So,
with what insect?
So this is looking at scorpions. And so one of the things to think about is, and again, there's lots within the animal kingdom. It's been shown that there is some of the personality is genetically coded. So, depending on what is happening with the parents, you're likely to see similar types of personalities in the offspring as well. And so we had three different mothers with juvenile scorpions, and we have found that in terms of their willingness, so again, this bold and shy spectrum, we have one of the mothers, all of the offspring tended to be a lot bolder. They were much more willing to rush out and grab prey versus with one of the other mothers, they tended to be more shy and so tended to stay close to their retreats and waited for the food to come closer to them. So there seems to be a strong correlation with the mother.
As you investigate this and make these findings, are they applicable to humans as well?
So one of the things I am less interested in making that application for humans. For me, one of the things with tarantulas, as Matt was mentioning, is that this is really a very basal group of animals. And so looking to see the different types of traits, especially something such as personality, it gives you some idea. If we see some of these traits in these very basal group of organisms, then it tells us something about the evolutionary lineage and how different traits may have evolved and what may have led to the evolution of these different traits. So for me, it's more relating it to other types of animals rather than trying to relate it to humans. But definitely, we're looking at similar types of things that you might see in humans as well, such as this idea of handedness that Matt talked about.
And I want to tap into your many years of experience and insight. Why are humans so afraid of insects?
Yeah, there have actually been multiple studies that have looked at it. And, I do lots of presentations where I take tarantulas and scorpions out to different school groups and different, I've done different Audubon Society and things like that. And for me, a lot of it seems to be learned. When I go and talk to a lot of younger kids, very often they're very enthusiastic. You start to get to kind of the teenage years, and you can see them feeding off of their peers. If they see their peers really interested in it, they're very interested in it. If they see their peers a little afraid, then that's what they tend to do as well. And so I've had students, I teach an arachnology class, and I've had students working in my lab that, have never necessarily worked with spiders before. And just it, it takes time. Once you get used to them and kind of have an idea of what they're going to do when you are working with them, people often find that they're not quite as afraid of them as they used to be.
Well, I know personally I'm very disappointed you didn't bring any samples with you today. Not sure when I learned that. It's not that I'm afraid of them. I'll leave them to you, the researchers. How about that? That's Eastern Michigan University Professor Kara Shillington and student Matt Angelosanto participating in a big national meeting with the American Arachnological Society taking place on the Eastern Michigan University campus this weekend. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing all your information and knowledge with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for your interest.
Thank you.